Hello, everybody. We're continuing with the second parak, the next subsection, preeminence of exercise over diet. Rambam recommends a good diet, but he cautions that while eating healthy foods and keeping to the rules of correct eating are important, these alone cannot maintain good health without another vital element. And what is that element? He says one must exercise the body. Rambam says it's so important to exercise. He actually views exercise having both physical and mental benefits. And he says, even here, a means of atoning for dietary sins that most people transgress. Just a note, the footnote here that the author used, I have to look into more because it does not cite the Rambam on this. So I'm not sure if the citation is wrong, but it was interesting that it's written here in print that it does, according to Rambam, atone for a lot of dietary sins that most people transgress. And he says, going further in Rambam, that Rambam says exercise is so effective that keep the body healthy that it will offset even a diet of unwholesome foods. We'll talk more about that in a little while. Don't think you could eat junk food, etc. But we'll get back to that. And forward, the Rambam also criticizes those who think that athletics and such as ball games, wrestling, and boxing, like he says, the ignorant think these are frivolous actions. Rambam says not at all. That according to the sages, they're not frivolous actions. They're a vital part of our being. And he goes so far, the Rambam, to say that so long as a person exercises and exerts himself vigorously, no illness will befall him, and his physical powers will be strengthened. And back to the eating, the Rambam points out a key to fitness and good health is not to overeat. He deplores gluttony and accompanying constant longing for food, quoting Galen. He says that obesity is harmful to the body. It makes the body sluggish, disturbs its function, and hinders its movement. Well, further, Rambam cites Hippocrates' teaching that the maintenance of health depends upon avoiding eating to satiation and the abandonment of laziness, quote unquote, for exertion. Again, saying that it's so important to exercise to get the body moving. And we'll start the next session, Rambam's dire warning to Yeshiva Booker. We should not think that the Rambam, who obviously was a Talmud Chacham, is way, way above that to even give him the Rambam correct title. But according to the Rambam says that to those who learn full-time, and the Torah scholars and the full-time learners, they have no means, they have no reason to neglect regular exercise. In fact, he chastises those quote-unquote people of learning who devote themselves to intense study of Torah for long hours but consequently neglect exercise. He says exercise is so important that it's nearly necessary for our survival. To quote the Rambam, in a caution to those full-time students, one should not neglect physical exercise for the body, as do people of learning who diligently study an entire day and night. Rather, it is proper that the body and all limbs be moderately active, and that each limb perform its movement so that all organs, both external and internal, receive benefit therefrom. Thank you so much.